AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Authorities say shots were fired during the arrest of members of an armed group that has occupied a national wildlife refuge in Oregon for more than 3 weeks. In a statement tonight, the FBI says one individual who was the subject of a federal probable cause arrest is deceased. Donald Trump will not debate rivals Thursday night on the Fox News Channel because Megyn Kelly will be one of the moderators.
This is an incredible stunt by Donald Trump, and it may pay off. He's proven to us many, many times that his followers will stick with him. And controversies like this tend to reinforce the bond between him and his voters.
Larry Sabato, director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics, says Trump's decision is a blow to Fox News.
He's having an alternate event, and he's going to invite his followers to watch that. It will lower the audience ratings for Fox's debate.
He announced he will not be there. Apparently, Megyn Kelly is really, really scary.
Seeing an opportunity here, Ted Cruz is challenging Donald Trump to a one-on-one debate. In the meantime, both candidates are competing for evangelical support in Iowa.
Trump told supporters his campaign had snagged a key endorsement.
We got from Jerry Falwell of Liberty University, which is a great guy and a great place.
But a key Christian backer of Cruz, Bob Vanderplatz, questioned the genuineness of Trump's faith.
When he said back in July, I've never asked God for forgiveness. That's an issue.
Trump, as usual, sounded confident.
We're doing so well with the polls and the evangelicals.
But Vanderplatz said the Bible calls for choosing leaders
who don't believe they are God, who actually fear God.
I'm Steve Coleman.
This is AP Radio News. Character actor Abe Vigoda has died at his daughter's home in New Jersey.
Carol Vigoda Fuchs told the AP her father died of old age. This man was never sick, she said. Vigoda was an obscure veteran actor in the New York theater when Francis Ford Coppola cast him as Sal Tessio in the 1972 classic The Godfather. That made him recognizable. TV's Barney Miller made him famous. Vigoda was the leathery-faced detective Phil Fish on the police comedy in the mid-1970s. Perhaps it was the hangdog look, but rumors and hoax reports that Abe Vigoda had died were a Hollywood staple as far back as the 1980s. Abe Vigoda was 94. Warren Levinson, New York.
An Indianapolis elementary school principal was seen pushing several students out of the way this afternoon of an oncoming bus before the vehicle fatally struck her on the city's far northeast side. 2 10-year-old students were hospitalized with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.